The Giants face the Nationals in game one of a doubleheader in D.C. Chris Stratton makes his third big league start for San Francisco. He gets some run support in the second.
Brings up Gorkys Hernandez for the right side. And the pitch. Swinging a line drive. Going to be a base hit into right center field. Coming up is Goodwin. Rounding third is Jones coming home. Throw to the plate is not in time. Ryder Jones scores on a single to right center. Infield back with two out. Runners second and third. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball put on the ground. Threw it to right field. A base hit. Scoring from third is Moncrief. Rounding third, Hernandez coming home. And Goodwin up with the ball. Will play it to second. Again, the curveball. And Panic pulls it through the right side. He's two for two. He drives in his 39th and 40th runs of the year. The kick and the 2-2 to Rendon. Swing and a long drive. Left field deep. This one's way back. Going, going. It is gone. Goodbye. Bang. Zoom goes Rendon with a two-run homer. It's his career best, 22nd home run of the year, a new career high, and the Nationals will not be shut out today. Now the right-hander to the bell. Here's the kick, here's the pitch. Strike three called. Kendrick looks at a fastball of the outside corner and did not agree with the call of home plate umpire Ryan Blackney. That is strike three, and the game is over, and Sam Dyson comes out of the ninth inning, retires the Nationals in order.
Sam Dyson shuts the door, and the Giants win game one by a score of 4-2. The Giants have now won five of their last seven games, and the big news on Sunday, Bryce Harper hits the DL with a significant bone bruise but no ligament damage or tendon damage in his left knee. Nats GM Mike Rizzo says he expects Harper to play again this season. The Nationals see their three-game win streak come to an end. They fall to 69-46 on the year. Here's their manager, Dusty Baker.
Yeah, he has had a little tightness in his leg. And so, yeah, like I said, leg. No, and so in the groin. So we didn't want to, you know, take any chances. So, you know, they're working on him now. They're going to evaluate it. And, boy, it's getting tough. I'm glad we got bodies and quality players.
Have you thought about bringing the entire Syracuse roster here to sit behind?
No, not really. Just, you know, whoever we're plugging in, you know, we expect them to do the job, and they're looking, you know, for opportunities. And, you know, they've gotten many opportunities. And they've handled them, you know, very well. So, you know, thank God we got an off day tomorrow and we can mend some. And then, you know, toward the end of the month and in the next month, we play a whole bunch of games in you know, consecutive games. But, you know, we got to hold on until we can expand the roster. Yes. Yeah, I talked to him about it, and talked to him last night, talked to him today, and, you know, the extent of it is, you know, we don't know how long he's going to be out, but, you know, he will be back, you know, before the end of the season. You know, he's young. You know, he probably mends well, hadn't had very many injuries, you know, to this date. And, you know, we're not going to rush him back, but we expect him, you know, to be back in time, you know, for the stretch drive and to be healthy. You know, that's what we want. We want him healthy.
From what you were thinking last night, that happened.
Yes.
This morning, when you find out how big of a difference in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big difference in all of our minds, you know. You know, 10 days or 2 weeks is a lot better than you were thinking possibly the whole rest of the season and postseason. And so evidently, you know, prayers work. There are a lot of people, I'm sure, that were, you know, praying for Bryce. And I know we all were, that it wasn't, you know, as serious as it appeared. Yeah.
Out,
right.
How many
Yeah, you know, Michael Taylor, you know, I mean, Kelly. I mean, the list is pretty extensive, but that shows the depth of our organization, I think, number one. And number two, you know, next man up. I know it sounds corny, but that's how it's been. And, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. So, you know, whoever we put out there, we expect them to give it, you know, their best, and they have. And, you know, Worth, you know, we are slowly but surely, you know, hopefully, you know, we got Michael back today, and, you know, hopefully nothing else happens, you know, and then we expect and hope to get Worth and, you know, Turner back in a couple weeks. We're unsure about Coda Glover, and so he's progressing. And so, you know, it'd be like getting a whole new fresh team down the stretch if things go right. And, you know, that's why I just believe in the bottom of my heart that, you know, some of this is already, you know, already written, that some of these guys are going to show up like the Calvary right on time and be fresh, you know, down the stretch drive and be stretched and, you know, be a lot fresher, hopefully, than the teams that we'll be playing, you know, once postseason starts. I mean, that's big. You know, miles on your body, you know, you don't get them back. You know, once you're tired at the end of the season, everybody's tired. But I'm hoping that we will be fresher, you know, than most because, you know, the time that they missed and because of the injuries are never pleasant, but you can find a silver lining in the fact that they, you know, will be back fresh. It's just a matter of them coming back in time, you know, to regain their sharpness.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of teams, or I've heard a lot of teams say, when we get everybody back.
Yes.
Have you ever had a team that actually did get everybody back when other people didn't just replace them?
Yeah, but, you know, we didn't hardly get hurt. At least we played hurt. No, you're right. But, you know, I mean, you know, you look at last year, you know, it happened at the latter part of the season, which we never got, like Ramos and Strasburg back. You know, I mean, I'd have liked to see what we'd have done had we had those guys back. But there's a chance, you know, I mean, injuries are part of the game. You don't like it. Nobody gives you any excuses for it. You know, they don't play any, you know, less hard against you. But I think in this scenario, you know, we all got to think positive that these guys will be back, like I said, like the Calvary, right on time. You know, I mean, from watching all the war movies and cowboy movies, I believe in the Calvary.
Nats starter A.J. Cole takes the loss in Game 1. The right-hander goes 6 and allows 3 earned runs on 6 hits with 3 walks and 6 strikeouts.
I was feeling pretty good. You know, I still got to work on when I get those 2 strikes, put them away, and I keep giving them those easy pitches right over the middle, not making them work for it. So I just got to get a little better with those pitches.
Is that more a sequencing thing or just making sure that you're executing the exact type of
a little more executing, a little loss of concentration, you know, 2 quick strikes, and then, oh, I got him here. You know, really concentrating on getting that pitch down and out of the zone.
Were you still here last night? I know a lot of times you might go home. Actually, were you still here when Bryce got hurt?
I was not here when he got hurt.
When did you find out? What did you think?
I was actually watching the game because I'm trying to watch these hitters and everything, find anything out that I could. It's not a good feeling to know when a teammate gets hurt and not know exactly what's going on.
There are a lot of you guys here who maybe weren't here at the beginning of the season because of injuries and stuff. How do you think of these opportunities? What is it like to kind of be thrust right into these roles again?
You know, you never want to get called up because of an injury, but when you do, you want to help out in any way you can and perform and give this team, you know, anything you can give them and help them win.
Following their series against the Giants, the Nationals will be off on Monday. They get back to work on Tuesday night at home against the Angels.